Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
To move or not to move. And finally, we have a baby that is finally here. Yep, this is Married at First Sight, Happily Ever After. Let's get right to it, AfterBuzzers.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Here we go. Well, we're moving on up. Yep.
Moving on up. To the east side.
That's right. Oh.
Deluxe apartment.
Yes.
Not a regular apartment. It's deluxe.
No, that has like two bedrooms, right?
Easy.
Absolutely.
Easily.
Maybe even like a den.
And a jacuzzi.
Absolutely. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in to the Married at First Sight, Happily Ever After, episode 5, New Lease on Life. Oh my gosh. Hope you guys had a safe and happy Thanksgiving if you celebrate it. I am joined by a new addition to the panel. We are hosting At First Sight. Who might you be, sir?
What's up, guys? Mike Thieling here. I'm excited to be on this panel. Talk to you, Ollie.
Yes, crazy
show here.
I was alone last week.
Thank you.
Oh, look at you with your standing ovation.
Thank you. Well, that's what happens wherever I go.
Yes, and also, we are not really live right now. This is coming to you from the past because YouTube's having an issue with the live events. So we are. Do we apologize? I am your host, Ollie Drennan. So let's get right to it, to episode 5. Okay, so initial thoughts of this episode, Michael.
We're going to get into it very specifically, right? But initially, what I thought was interesting was two of the storylines are just completely parallel.
Yes.
It's like the same exact thing is happening for Bobby and for Anthony. And then for Shaunice, they're kind of going a totally different direction.
Yeah.
It's really fascinating how it's happening.
Yeah, it's kind of like watching two different shows.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
It's like you're watching this couple who really doesn't really like each other. But then you're also watching kind of like these two different couples that seem like the same couple wanting to move.
And nobody's getting any loving, evidently.
Oh my gosh,
yes! Really awkward.
So awkward. And we're going to... Oh my gosh, I can't wait to talk about that.
Okay.
So let's get right to it. We're going to start off with kind of the couple that didn't really have that much of screen time. So let's get right to them. Let's get them finished and done, because we want to get to the meat. We want to get to the meat and potatoes.
That's what I like to call it.
So Ashley and Anthony, they want to move, basically, you know, and I forget. Do you remember? Okay, so I have a question for you and everyone watching. Please comment down below. Let us know your thoughts. Do you think it's easier to move before or after the baby gets here? You know, should you multitask or should you not multitask?
That's a great question. I had friends of mine who bought a house right after they had a baby, and actually I thought it was the best time.
Okay.
Because, especially if the birth for the mom isn't too taxing, okay? Mm-hmm. Because in the first few months of life, a baby's not doing anything.
Yeah.
It's just kind of laying around. It's kind of like a blob that's alive, right? So it's not running around. You're not chasing it. You can kind of feed it, keep it in the crib. I'm not saying it's easy, right? But it kind of takes care of itself. So you have the ability to do all these other things, and you're getting maternity and paternity leave if you guys are both working.
Yeah.
Right? So before that, maybe you're not taking any time off, especially because a lot of women are working up till the last week of pregnancy. So you've got time off, and they kind of take care of themselves.
Yeah. So I think after. Yeah, I kind of think, like, don't put so much on your plate, especially with if you're pregnant. Like, that's so much more stress. You know, you're dealing with the emotions of having a baby, a child inside of you. Like, that's... You don't really want to be moving yourself.
And be honest, like, the mom should not be doing heavy lifting.
Absolutely.
She shouldn't be doing a lot of strenuous stuff.
Yeah.
So she shouldn't be helping.
Not saying Ashley's going to, like, move this, like, 50-pound box. But still, like, you're going to have to transport all that stuff. Like, you're going to have to, like, drive to, like, your new place, whatever. It just seems so taxing and so irrelevant. So we get onto this topic of Ashley wanting to move, whereas our boy Anthony... He's being more realistic about the situation.
He's at least open to it.
Yes. But and I think that I like that he's so realistic about it. He's like, okay, let's kind of get the pros and cons of moving. And honestly, I think their apartment in Chicago is really cute. Like you don't necessarily have to move. I know Ashley doesn't have a lot of space, but I think you should really just kind of just get the baby done and over with. I know I think they have 3 months left.
Something like that. It's interesting. We've seen this now in all three couples. I think a lot of people for their first baby, I don't have any kids myself, but I think for the first baby, you know, it's brand new. If you've never taken care of a kid before, you don't know what to expect. You don't know what you need to buy.
Yeah.
You don't know what is superfluous, what you don't need. So they're kind of cramming all this stuff and all of a sudden, you know, oh, we don't have enough space. We need a bigger, all of them think we need a bigger space. We need a bigger space. Maybe they don't. Maybe when the baby first comes and is not crawling around, not doing anything, you can stick a crib in the corner of your bedroom and it'll be fine. It's not going to know the difference, right? So that's just a lot of stress. I like that Anthony is doing at least a pros and cons list.
Yes.
Right? At least he's willing to talk it out and see what's going on. But I don't like that Ashley's only pro is that they're near family. Like, that's great. But what about saving money? What about already being set up? What about, you know, not having to look for a new place and all the other stress like we just talked about with the kid about to pop out.
Mm-hmm. And that just brings us to our new point of our other couple, Daniel and Bobby, because there's so much more to talk about with those two. But before we get to that, After Buzzers, I'm going to need you to do us a favor. We need you to subscribe to multiple channels. We have reality television, obviously, but we also have reality television competitions. We have animation channel, which I host for Anime After Show. We're doing Soul Eater this time around, and it's so good. So show some love, and if you do, let us know, and we will shout you out live when we are actually live. Yes, absolutely. You heard the buzzer or bell or whatever the heck you want
to
call
that. That's an
air horn. Thank you very much. I'm so happy you're with me this week. Yeah. And don't worry about pesky notifications. They're completely optional. So thank you. Until then, thank you for letting us be the ESPN of TV talk. So we have
Very
to get
much,
right to
but we
it.
We got a lot more to talk about right here, right now.
Okay. Our favorite couple, Danielle and Bobby, who also want to move.
They're a conundrum wrapped in an enigma, Ollie.
Here's my question to you. An answer, you know, answer truth as truthfully as possible.
I'll be honest.
Is Danielle married to Bobby or Henry the dog?
Henry.
Absolutely.
Henry first.
That's what I was thinking.
Bobby's a distant second.
So, and you helped me out in this episode because you have a dog yourself who's going to go through like medical bills and whatnot.
Bam, bam.
So there was this issue with Danielle because, you know, she likes to spend all this money. And I'm thinking like, is this your money or is this Bobby's money? So basically, Henry, our favorite dog, Henry, he needs dental work. So it's going to be $500. Danielle's saying, oh, I'm willing to spend $1,000 on Henry. And right there, Bobby's cringing. He's not showing any emotion, but he's...
Ever.
Neither is she. But you could tell, like, there's this tension coming through the TV screen.
Nah.
So what is your thought on
that
this?
That dude's a ticking time bomb.
Yeah.
We said this while we were watching. There's going to be an episode where he just loses it. Like, out of nowhere, he's flipping tables, stuff's going crazy. He's just going to break at some point. First of all, that being said, Chicago, what is going on with Chicago? I feel like there's a big opportunity for a vet to go to Chicago and just undercut the entire market and make a lot of money. It does not cost $500 to get your dog's teeth cleaned. I've gotten our dog's teeth cleaned plenty of times. He's even had to be put under sedation. It's not $500, definitely not $1,000. They are expensive and they are a part of the family. They are a little child, and I understand spending a lot of money when it's necessary, but you need to shop around for a new vet.
Absolutely. That's what I was thinking as well. Like, what does she think? And they do have multiple dogs, so that's more cost for.
But at least we finally saw Bobby put his foot down in this episode.
That's true.
So props to him, finally. He finally gave some pushback. You know, he's kind of been, the whole season, he's just been backing off and kind of acquiescing the entire time. So he finally put his foot down about the dog. And we kind of see him creep in, putting his foot down a little bit about the furniture.
Yeah.
Because we know it got tagged up and none of his stuff got tagged. So she wants to get rid of all his stuff. Finally, you know, you could see it sneaking in there his anger.
Yeah,
and
I remember
his angst.
I remember that tagging last week. I was so annoyed with him for not speaking up, but I think that it was okay that he didn't do it because now he is, because you can tell he was so frustrated last week about, you know, putting the tags on the things that he actually wanted to keep, but or they were going to like get rid of it or donate it or whatever. So now I think because of that happened, he's finally, okay, I need to say something or else I'm going to be miserable in this marriage.
You need compromise. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the thing. And none of these relationships are extremely old. You know, they all got married to each other without knowing each other. That's the whole premise, obviously. Mm-hmm. And so they're not really used to compromising with each other, maybe let alone another person or a partner in general. So, I mean, when my wife moved in with me, my bachelor couch got tossed. My bachelor chair got tossed. They were nice leather reclining chairs. They got tossed out. I guess they got pink tagged.
Oh, okay.
According
yeah.
to her. Right?
Yeah.
So I understand, but there's some compromise
yeah.
in what you're going to do, and they got to work on it.
Yeah, compromise. You have to sacrifice. Both partners need to sacrifice for sure.
Sure.
And you also need to discuss before sacrificing, you know, and just make sure that you guys are on the same page. But like, okay. So what I did like about Danielle, though, in this week, I know that's a big shock, you know, that she didn't really, at least with their little session with the counselor, she didn't really, she kind of backed down a little bit when Bobby didn't want to, or when Bobby was finally speaking up. So it's kind of like, okay, she's not really fighting him right now.
But she's doing it when the counselor's there and she kind of has to get a good grade, so, right? It's kind of like you do what you're supposed to do when somebody's watching, but then, oh, you throw all the furniture away.
That's true.
I mean, what do you think about them moving? Because that's the big parallel. It's like this couple wants to move too.
Yeah.
Right? The baby's on the way. She's what, 4 months pregnant, right? So she's got another 5 months, mm-hmm. maybe 6 months. The baby's on the way.
Yeah.
They want to move too. She wants to move
more so,
without a doubt.
Yeah.
100%. He, not so on board, his family from the other episode mm-hmm. obviously said, have you guys even considered just staying?
Yeah.
You're
going
to move into another house with the same number of bedrooms?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would much rather them stay, them not move, than Ashley and Anthony move. I think they have more of a reason to move. I don't think they should move either, but I would rather them move than Daniel and Bobby, because Daniel's reasoning was that she wanted a pantry.
And that's very random.
They already have 3 rooms in their house.
I feel like she never cooks.
Danielle?
Yeah.
She doesn't.
Yeah.
Bobby does
What's
everything.
What's the pantry for?
I don't know. For the pantry for Bobby? So he can cook? He doesn't really care.
Maybe. At least with Anthony and Ashley, the point is, if you want to make it, stop renting.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great, admirable thing to yeah. achieve too, right? Renting, you're paying somebody else's mortgage. If you're going to buy a house, then you're paying your own mortgage. Okay, great. But, you know, Bobby's got a house. That's his house. They own it
yeah.
already. And he's building up equity, but he's only owned it for about a year. So you're not going to turn a crazy profit on it, I'm sure. And it just seems like wasted money and fees
yeah.
and stuff like that. And then if you're going to get rid of all the furniture and buy all new furniture,
yeah.
she's grossly underestimating. And they talk often about her not returning back to work.
Yeah.
So where's all this money coming from?
That's what I want to know. Is it the producers helping them fund this decision? Like, I'm so confused. I'm very confused. And, like, the simple fact that, like, also, their family's close. Bobby's family is really close currently at their house. So that's kind of a perk to have your family nearby. Not necessarily saying that you have to have your family nearby.
Right.
But I was totally team family. Like, when they were going through that discussion, when they had it was the awkward dinner, remember
Very
that scene?
Very awkward.
I was like, I'm team family, though. I know that's at the end of the day, they're going to make their decision, but I'm like...
But it seemed much more rational,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
Like, why don't you guys just consider staying? There's no real reason to move.
No.
It's the same number of bedrooms. It's going to cost a ton of money. You're not going to make money on the house that you already, it doesn't really make a lot of sense. But it also doesn't seem like she's willing to compromise at all.
Yeah.
There's no pros cons list here. Mm-hmm. It's just, that's it. I want to move. I need a pantry.
Oh, and then you brought up what did you say about Henry? About what if?
Oh,
yeah.
I said, well, that's the perfect thing. If you really want to get down to it, why doesn't Bobby just say, okay, let's not move and I will spend the money on the dog?
Yeah.
How much do you really love Henry?
That would have been, why didn't he think of that?
I don't know.
I would really wonder what she would say if he proposed that to her.
it's very easy to spend $5,000-$10,000 on anything when it's not your money.
She was like getting, I saw a little bit of emotion from her the first time tonight when she was talking about Henry and how much she loved that dog. Cause Henry's been there since day one. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like she really loves that dog. I understand. I love animals more than people, but you know, you can't. You have your husband now. Like,
oh. But then it kind of went back to no emotion for their anniversary dinner.
Oh my gosh. Thank you for bringing that up.
I mean.
Okay. First and foremost, where were the gifts? Like, they gave each other cards and everything. And it's their sixth. Do you celebrate 6-year anniversaries? Is that
6 months?
Oh, 6 months. Yeah. Like, what's up with that?
I don't know. That's very, very strange. It's like they knew the other couples this episode were celebrating anniversary.
Like
and they had to do it too.
I feel like it's such a high school concept, you know? Like, ooh, it's our 6-month anniversary.
It feels like not immature as silly, but immature as in very young relationship, right? So let's celebrate it right away.
I mean,
still no emotion. This seems so passive that you want to see some spark, some electricity, some energy. Mm-hmm. And that's what I really feel. I feel like Bobby is just bottling it all up. And that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Maybe the finale of this season, he is going to explode. Like, you're going to see this guy go on a rampage around maybe their new house.
Maybe
he's knocking holes in the plasterboard of the new house.
Oh, no. Oh, Lord, help us. Like, that was the thing, because during counseling, the question was brought up of, well, you guys are kind of, like, being polite with one another. Like, you guys are too afraid of not being polite. And I feel like always being polite kind of brings up this disposition of not being very personal. Like, it's not real to me.
It isn't real.
They're saving
face. It's impossible.
Yeah.
Every single couple, you're going to have disagreements, you're going to have arguments, you're going to have fights, mm-hmm. right? You've done it, I've done it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It does not make sense. And you know, because it happens all the time, that what they're doing is artificial mm-hmm. and they're just bottling it up. Or maybe for her, she's not, because he kind of just gives her own way no matter what happens. So he's swallowing it all and it's just going to explode. And if she just keeps getting her way, that's no way. You can't just let somebody walk all over you. That's mm-hmm. not fair.
I know, she was doing it during the dinner. She was like, oh, he gave her a list, and then she was skipping to the end of the list. She wanted that frozen pizza. It's just, you're just seeing these controlling ways from her, which is so similar to Ashley, too, as well. So I've said that previously, that they're very similar people, except Ashley's a little bit more likable.
What did you think, because this made me feel really awkward, what did you think when he wanted to know from her what was her best moment, mm-hmm. and she said her favorite moment was when they found out they were having a little girl. Mm-hmm. To me, I felt really awkward that obviously that's an awesome moment, right? Mm-hmm. Pregnant, fantastic. But for me, I thought he wanted to hear something just about the two of them. Mm-hmm. Like, this is our anniversary, we got married, something about, you know, I don't know, when that song played or anything that was really personal to the two of them. But she made it all about the kid.
Yeah.
That felt really weird to me.
I don't think, because, like, I guess it didn't feel weird to me just because I feel like she doesn't really necessarily have a happy moment with Bobby. Or if they're just...
That's even worse,
and if she
Holly.
Does feel that way, then that says something, you know? Or maybe she does. They're just very minuscule to finding out the gender of her baby. I don't know. Like, she could have said, like, when I first laid eyes on you. But even then, that seems manufactured. So, I don't know. It just didn't read like it was cute, because I feel like she is she's excited about her baby, but I don't think she's excited about Bobby. She sees Bobby as a tool that can make all her dreams come true, per se. You know?
Man, that's a depressing way to talk about our husband.
I know, but like, I'm sorry, Bobby, dude, but this is just kind of like what I'm thinking through. I'm watching these episodes.
You know what? Maybe we're seeing the beginning of a trend here, though. Maybe we're going to see him put his foot down more and more going forward.
Yes.
That would be fantastic. And they can come to some kind of compromise on, are they moving? Are they going to stay? Are all of Henry's teeth going to fall out?
Most important question
that
we
have.
That's
what I'm tuning in to next episode for.
Okay, well, we'll figure that out. We can do predictions for sure for those two, because we can think of something good that's going to happen to them. But we have to get to first the meat and potatoes, and that was Shaunice and Jeffy, because congratulations, they just gave birth to are with the baby's name now, Laura Denise Pierre.
So cute.
5 pounds, 15 ounces, and the baby was a month early. So that's always scary.
That's scary.
Yeah.
That's very scary.
So congratulations to them for having a baby that was successfully given birth. You know, there wasn't
healthy, happy,
no
absolutely.
Complications.
There.
Yes. Thank you.
You
thank
did
you.
It.
Dang, everyone just... Standing ovation this episode.
Tony's
this
on point with the sound
absolutely.
Today. Thank you.
Oh my gosh. So, I mean, I thought it was cute, their first little reactions. What did you think of, like, day two of the baby? They're in the hospital together, you know, with their little cell phone or whatever they're taking of the Snapchat, whatever. You know, they seem genuinely happy with their baby girl. What did you think about, you know?
I got to agree with you. You know, we've seen so much tension between them since the very beginning of this season. We know about the infidelity. I mean, we hear about it constantly,
yeah.
right? The infidelity, they split up, not wearing their wedding rings, yada, yada, yada. So I loved that about this episode. They were together. They really seemed like a family. Jeff D., completely was, I mean, he kept saying it. He was super happy that now the family was together and that they're all three of them. I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, I thought that it was very sweet to see. But also, I know in the back of my head, like, this might not last, you know? Because I always say that I don't think necessarily a baby is going to save a marriage because, I mean, they went into this already in hot water. But I did enjoy kind of like this I could breathe when I was watching them because sometimes I cringe when I watch them because I know they're not on the same page. Or
well, it didn't last for too long because we cringed right away when they had their little anniversary dinner.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. Okay, so let's get right to that. I mean, I felt really bad for Shaunice here.
Yes.
Because right now, I she's on maternity leave. She's taking care of the baby. Jeff D's always working. He's going to be the breadwinner for a little while. And, you know, that baby needs to be changed. That baby needs to be fed. But Shaunice showed effort at their year anniversary. There's this dinner for those two. You know, she wore her little bustier, she was saying. She got takeout for the two. She even got her man a gift. That was so sweet. And as soon as I saw Jeff T walk in through that door to come eat at their anniversary dinner, I'm thinking, boy, where is your gift for your wife?
He did bring the food. He did bring the food.
Okay. I wonder who bought that food. Did they split it? Did she buy it? But a gift, like just
who ordered it?
Exactly.
Who ordered the food?
But so I would have thought, you know, your wife is taking care of the baby. Give her a little gift, you know, something.
That's rough, you know. And I, to his credit, I don't think it was on purpose whatsoever. I think he's just being completely absent-minded. But
yeah.
that was really sad. It seems like she put some thought into it,
yeah.
right? Cigars are obviously a traditional first daddy or daddy thing to do, smoke and gift and whatnot. And she obviously spent a lot of time because it was engraved with his name.
Yeah.
It was very special. And she took the time to actually get a cigar cutter. Right. And to make it from Laura, that's really cute. That's cool. So she put effort into it.
Mm-hmm.
And then for him to show up empty handed and then lie, fib about ordering a present. Like, come on, dude. Like, everybody knows you didn't get any. She knows you didn't order anything.
That's what I don't understand about reality TV. When you lie on TV, it's going to come
out. It's going to see it.
Especially when you do a confessional saying that you fibbed a little.
Just don't say it.
Absolutely.
Just don't admit it.
Save a little face. But I just really felt for Shaunice in this episode because I think, I think she is really showing a lot of effort into this marriage now that the baby's born because she talked about not having a father growing up and she really does want a father for Laura, you know, because I think nothing against like single moms or anything, but for her point of view, she really does want Jeff D to be there
from her
baby.
Experience.
Yeah,
absolutely. But I think Jeff D's putting in a lot of effort. Like, this is obviously the most interesting couple this episode, right? A lot of stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
I see him putting in the effort. And when you go in, just even give her an anniversary kiss, and she shies away. Like, that's one of the saddest moments.
Yeah.
Why wear the bustier and get all prettied up and all this other kind of stuff? I understand, based on the past, based on some tensions, what's happened.
Yeah.
But if you're going to move forward, I'm not saying go crazy or anything, but I mean, just an anniversary, a little kiss?
Yeah.
I originally thought she was messing around with him because he didn't give her a present.
Oh,
right. That's what I thought.
I kind of felt that,
but it's
too.
Not. But it's not. Because right after he said, since we got back together, we haven't been intimate at all.
Yeah. And it's been five months since their last kiss.
That's crazy.
That was, my jaw kind of dropped at that moment. I'm thinking, oh my gosh. So clearly they haven't been touching. She doesn't want. And also I think that she kind of is uncomfortable with her. She's uncomfortable with herself from being pregnant a little bit, stressed out about that. Maybe she doesn't feel as pretty. I'm not saying she's not pretty. I think she's a beautiful woman, but she might just feel very insecure about just giving birth. You know, obviously, like you said, him cheating on her, fooling around. So she's just going through the motions.
Right.
But yeah, that really blew my mind, especially not just letting him, your man, kiss you on your year, not six months. Year anniversary.
Legit anniversary.
And yeah, I didn't even think of that. You brought up a good point. Then why are you wearing that bustier, girl?
Yeah, that's very strange.
Damn.
That's very, very like a come on and then just be like smacked away.
So yeah, I don't know what she was thinking in that moment, now that you bring that up.
I don't either. And I felt bad for her with no present and feeling like a little less love. And I felt bad for him that she's putting up that wall when he's so happy that they're a family. She wants them to be a family. Mm-hmm. But I didn't feel as awkward for any of it until I saw him out to dinner at a really nice restaurant with his boy. That made no sense. So why did you guys have takeout? Like, out of the, like, cardboard takeout boxes, styrofoam, and then he went to a really nice restaurant with his friend to talk about how they haven't kissed for 5 months.
I know. Like, I would like to know who paid for that dinner. Producers, did you pay for that dinner? Jeffy, did you actually pay for that dinner?
That was Shaunice's present right there.
What is wrong with you, Jeffy? Come on. Like, oh, God.
Something is really strange.
And then there's also that topic of, like, what do you think, being married yourself, about not wearing your ring? Like, do you think that's such a detrimental thing about a relationship?
Okay,
should you? Should you not?
You know, we talked about this. So oftentimes when I eat dinner or something, or if I'm doing something messy, I take my ring off just because I don't want to get it dirty. There it is right there. Okay. I wore it tonight for after. But I did not wear it on my show last night because I just forgot it at home. Mm-hmm. So my wife forgets her rings too sometimes. Depends. It's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. I know plenty of people in the past who have, but friends of mine who just don't wear rings because they're guys, they don't wear jewelry at all. They don't like it. Doesn't mean anything. I know guys who have not worn rings because they cheat on their spouses and girlfriends very often. So there's that too. Do I think it's a big deal? I do if it's a big deal. Mm-hmm. If it's not a big deal, like my wife and I, then it's not a big deal. No one would ever question it, right? But for them, obviously it did mean something because everybody, every episode is asking them about it. So it's obviously very symbolic to her, and more so because she snatched the rings away.
Yeah.
She took control and she put them away. So that's a big deal. I guess, sorry, long-winded answer, but to your point, if my wife took my ring and I couldn't wear it, then maybe it'd be a bigger deal.
Do you think Shaunice should just, I personally think, and you can tell me yourself, that I think she should just wear the ring. If she wants to be a family so bad, I think she needs to take those rings out, give one to her, give her man back one too, and wear them. What do you think?
1,000%. I'm not saying anything that he did in the past was right, but if he's going to make a plan and really taking steps, and it looks like he's really made the effort to get back in good graces and they're together and they're going to be a family unit, I mean, even that little gesture is going to make him feel good. No matter what he tells his buddy or anything like that, it's going to bring solidarity back together. It's going to tie them closer together. God, you re-exchange rings. That would be fun. In fact, that's exactly what, that would have been a fantastic surprise for him. Or for her, I guess. Sorry, because she has the rings.
Yeah.
What a fantastic surprise to, on their 1 year anniversary, have an officiant or somebody come redo their vows, re-exchange rings. Now that they have a kid, let's make it official. Make the family official.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
I think you should work on this show.
I've got great ideas. I have great ideas.
Fantastic. I love it. Oh my gosh.
Well, where do you think this is all going?
For those two?
For any of them, to be honest.
No, we got babies on the way. We got new houses possibly. But before we get to predictions,
okay,
let's do our special segment of the week where we rate the couples this week. So what we do,
love to,
y'all, we rate each couple 1 out of 5. Well, not 1 out of 5, but 5 stars is the top rating that you can give. You can give 1, you can give 2, 3, 4, or five. So what do you think of, starting with Ashley and Anthony, they weren't really in this episode a whole lot. What rating would you give them?
Okay. Ashley and Anthony, mm-hmm. I'm just going to do this on a per episode basis, mm-hmm. and I'm going to do it so that there's clear winners and mm-hmm. losers. Okay. So I'm giving Ashley and Anthony a 5.
Oh,
I
wow.
Thank you. I think they did the best this episode. At least they're doing a little bit of the pros and cons of moving. Just like we said, I think mm-hmm. they have a better excuse for moving. And Anthony's, look, he's buying lots of stuff for the kid. He's pumped yeah. about the kid coming. They're not really arguing. I think they did the best.
Okay. Yeah, I think I would give them a 4 out of 5.
Okay.
Because I... Thank you. Because I completely agree with you saying Anthony showing so much progress of really wanting to be involved with the baby, looking at furniture, looking at... He was the one getting the clothes. But where I don't give him a complete 5 is just because Ashley, still a little bit controlling, but she wasn't that bad. She really wasn't this bad in this episode. But she does really want to move. That's where I kind of like, ugh, you guys are almost there. I don't think they need to move, so... But I think they did... They were really good this week, so I give them a 4.
Okay. What do you think about Shawnice?
Oh.
And Jeffy?
Okay. All right. Gosh, because it's hard to rate them two because I loved them in the beginning of, you know, their baby was just born. They were so happy, but then they kind of like derailed a little bit. Oh, no. I think I would give them, you know, I'm just going to say a 3.
Okay.
I'm going to give them a 3 just because they started off right, but then they kind of had that falling out at the dinner, so they kind of derailed a little bit. They both definitely have a lot of work on. What do you think?
Because
they're all over the place.
I'm right on with you. Because I'm really rating them to all win and lose, the three couples, I'm giving them a 3. They're okay. In the middle for me. They are doing good things. I see them coming back together as a family unit. Mm-hmm. They're making effort. But I think they're missing out on some easy wins, like we talked about. Like, you don't have to go hog wild or anything, yeah. but you can kiss each other, yeah. right? That's just some kind of affection, especially on anniversary. Get the rings coming back. I think there's some easy, small steps they can do that will make a big impact on the relationship. Yeah.
Because that's just wild. 5 months? That's baffling. I can understand that maybe a couple weeks, you know, like you need to repair that relationship.
Well, maybe a couple weeks when the infidelity and the bad stuff originally happened.
Yeah.
But we're 5 months out now.
That's wild. I don't know. And you're living with that person. I don't know. I hope they do well next week. But finally, Daniel and Bobby.
Yeah.
Please go first.
They're a 1. Can we give zeros?
No.
I don't give them a 0. They don't deserve a 0. They don't deserve a 0. But they do deserve the worst place this week. Because mm-hmm. I just don't buy... the non-arguments, mm-hmm. right? I don't buy that they're always happy. I can tell he's not. I know he's bottling this stuff up. I think he's going to explode. The fact that they're still not really arguing it out.
Yeah.
Poor Henry. That dog is a saint. He's got to live through that. And she is completely non-compromising in everything that we see. Mm-hmm. From the house to the furniture. I mean, he couldn't have a discussion about the dog and spending money because she would not compromise anyway. So he had to just say no. So I'm glad he put his foot down. Mm-hmm. But as far as how they're getting along and stuff, I don't like it.
Yeah. Just because I feel so bad for Henry, I'm going to give them a 2. Just because, you know, 1 is a good rating, but I will give them a 2 solely for Bobby. Because Bobby finally... is teasing himself as kind of putting his foot down, finally. So I was like, okay, Bobby, you're showing that you're stepping it up, you know, because Danielle can't get her way all the time. No, who wouldn't want to be in a relationship like that? I just think she needs to really just allow him to speak. I think he's so afraid. I think they're both afraid of speaking up and having that argument.
They're both afraid of speaking up all the time. I think mm-hmm. Bobby needs to tell whatever therapist decides to go on a little visit next episode. He's got to tell them what's really going on.
Yeah.
And they need to be able to really communicate honestly, which I don't think that they're doing right now. Even though they say they are, I don't buy it whatsoever.
Yeah, I don't buy it. They're saving face. That's what I'm telling you. For the cameras.
Which, honestly, they probably should be doing on a reality show.
No.
And not, like, lying and then saying in the confessional that you lied, right?
Oh, it's like they're living...
Fair enough.
It's like you're married with... to a stranger, which is kind of what the show is based on. But
and they are the youngest couple.
Yes. They've been married for the least amount of time. But come on, y'all. Come on. Y'all trying to be together. So, guys, let us know your ratings for the couples this week. Anything that we missed. Anything that you agree with. Anything you disagree with. Because we love the conversation. Keep it going. On Twitter. On the comic section. DM us. Don't get any freaking... Don't get freaky on us now, but
just to Ollie.
Just to me, okay? But yeah, we love keeping the discussion going after the show. So we don't have any news this week, unfortunately, because there really wasn't any news. But Caroline, she will be back, so that's cool. So I think we should get to predictions now.
Love it.
Let's do it. Here we go.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
All right. Would you like to go first, Michael?
Sure.
All right.
Partly because this is what I really want to see happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I think Bobby's going to explode.
Uh-huh.
I think this is just, it's all building up inside of him, and it's just coming to a finally level. And I think next episode, Danielle's going to do something. One thing is finally going to set this guy off, and it's just going to be a catastrophe.
Oh, I like that.
Mm.
Okay, what about the other couples? Do you think anything's going to happen with them that's going to be wild?
You know what? I think we're going to continue to be proud of Jeff D because I think they're going to keep moving forward in their relationship. I'm hopeful that they take one of the steps that we're talking about, that they get to wear their rings again or that they have some kind of physical affection towards one another because that's super important. It's super important. The babies should not be what's holding their marriage together.
Yeah.
They need to work on each other. And for Anthony and Ashley, I think Anthony's just going to keep going on a spending spree and buying a bunch of stuff. He doesn't know what to buy.
Hopefully he does that. So then Ashley will be like, oh no, you're spending too much money. Let's not move. I would love for that to happen.
Anthony's like, we need a car, right? The baby probably needs a new car.
Oh my gosh.
It's going to drive.
I would really hope that they have an argument finally, Danielle and Bobby. I think they might finally tease that next week because this show can move a little slow at times. Absolutely. So I'm waiting to get to the juicy part. I think Shaunice and Jeff D will definitely have an argument. Like, I feel like Shaunice is super stressed out at this point, and Jeff D, whether he deserves it or not, she might blow up on him a little bit. And as for Anthony and Ashley, I'm not too worried about them. They might have a disagreement, they might not, but they're the most level-headed couple for sure, and I'm just happy to see them. They're not as exciting as the other. Well, okay, Daniel and Bobby's not that exciting, but they are the most solid couple for sure.
Exciting to watch. Bobby's exciting to watch. I just like to watch his face because inside, I could just see like a person inside screaming.
Yeah. I hear the...
It's like under the table, he's breaking stuff, but you can't hear it.
Oh, man.
Bobby's going crazy.
The steam coming out of his ears. Well, guys, let us know your predictions. We've had an awesome discussion tonight. Where can we find you on social media?
Yes, sir. You guys can find me everywhere at Mike Feeling. It's been fantastic being here with you today, Ollie.
Thank you for joining me. And no longer alone. It's amazing. All right. Guys, thank you again for tuning in. I'm your host, Ollie Drennan. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer. Until next week for episode 6, we'll see you then.
See ya.
Bye.
Later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.